This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Samuel Bode. Samuel's the Associate Administrator at the North Florida Regional Medical Center. He's going to talk to us about his career, what he's doing, some of his priorities, and a little bit more. Samuel, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Hello. Thank you, Scott. My name is Samuel Bode, and I am the Associate Administrator at North Florida Regional Medical Center. North Florida Regional is a part of HCA Healthcare and has been with this company since 1972. And what makes this hospital special is that it's one of the first hospitals that HCA actually built from the ground up. And so I am humbled and honored to be a part of this company and having the opportunity to serve at one of its historic facilities.
And Samuel, tell us a little bit about your career journey. How did you get started in healthcare and your journey to leadership? Talk a little bit about your career.
Yeah, so I am from Nashville, Tennessee. And growing up there, I was a big fan of the University of Tennessee. So I had the opportunity to attend the university and complete my bachelor's and master's in exercise science. And so the initial goals was for me to go to medical school, as it's a family value and tradition. And so after I left the University of Tennessee, I started my career a part of HCA Healthcare as a program coordinator within the Nashville market. And it was during that time to where I had the opportunity to work alongside executive leaders. And that's when I realized my own leadership potential. And it's from there where I decided to pivot and not pursue medical school and continue down the health administrative route. And let's just say that my mother did have a heart attack when I did so, but everything is good now.
But she's okay now. She's recovered from this idea, and she's positive. I mean, you've had this magnificent career, have a great career evolving. She should be incredibly proud.
Yes. No, she is proud. She's definitely happy. And there's some traditions that we have within my family that we try to stick close to, but she's definitely excited, as well as my father. So they're very thankful for my journey.
Well, fantastic. And God bless. Take a second, Samuel. Talk about, as leader of the North Florida Regional Medical Center, Associate Administrator, what are the top three priorities as you look at the next 6 to 12 months? How do you look at top priorities right now?
Yeah, so for the top priority for us right now, and actually in the next couple of months, we are planning on opening up 60 beds. And so currently we are a 436-bed facility, and we'll be opening 60 beds as well as 18 more beds in the fall later on. And so overall, we'll be a 500-bed facility. And we're excited because we'll be able to expand our mother and baby, our ortho, as well as our critical care programs, as it's a continued need for our Gainesville community. And we're excited to provide that expanded service.
As a University of Tennessee grad, has it been hard to get comfortable with being a Gainesville University of Florida fan?
Oh, it has been hard. Trust me, I've caught a lot of flack since I came down here. I actually moved down here in all Vols orange. I had my Tennessee socks. I had my Tennessee long sleeve. I was ready to go and represent. And trust me, I did catch some heat for it. But they've taken me in as part of their family. So it's been a smooth transition outside of a little jokes here and there.
And Gainesville is a great college community, isn't it? I mean, it's a great town.
It is. No, it is a beautiful town. I came right before the pandemic started, so I haven't been able to complete my tour around the city. And so I'm still planning on checking out some of the local restaurants as well as some of the local art scenes. And so that's still on my to-do list here. And hopefully as we close out with the pandemic, I'm able to kind of explore more of the Gainesville community.
Well, it's good discipline that you've held off so far. Congratulations. Talk a little bit about, as an evolving leader yourself, as a growing leader, talk about what you tell somebody, 10 years younger than you about leadership, or another person your age. What would you tell, or anybody, what advice would you give to evolving leaders? What piece of advice would you tell somebody?
Yeah, so three things I would give them is embrace complexity, become a chess-like thinker, and achieve self-mastery. And so for the first one, with embracing complexity, there is beauty in problems. And the beauty is that you're able to sharpen your decision-making skills, because one of your main jobs as a leader is to have the ability to solve problems for your people and your organization. And it is my belief that complex matters are the anvil on which a leader is forged. And at the end result, you're able to provide superior patient care. And thus, the more problems you solve, the more technically sound you become. And this leads into my second point, which is become a chess-like thinker. You can't think one or two steps deep. More times than not, you have to go 5, 6, and even 7 steps deep. And you have to think about how this may affect future opportunities or create future problems. And so when you have like your pawns, your king and your queen, you have to be very sound. And thus, as you become a chess-like thinker, you're developing the intellectual nuance to make sound strategic decisions. And I would say the last piece for evolving young leaders is achieving self-mastery. I believe that becoming a leader is synonymous with becoming yourself. And thus, you have to develop the self-awareness, which can lead to self-understanding. And once you have self-understanding, in order for you to reach self-transformation, you have to be open to feedback. You have to develop your weaknesses, and you have to continue to double down on your strengths. And from there, you're able to reach self-mastery. Do the work on yourself, and you will be surprised with the results you achieve.
And it's really true. There's this concept of, if you can't manage yourself, you can't really do anything else. So this concept of self-awareness, self-mastery is so important. Embracing complexity, not being lazy, willing to work through hard problems makes you such a better leader. I couldn't agree more. And then being able to think steps ahead, look at it as longer term in a more complex way. How do you get from point A to point B and understand, if we do this, this might lessen our ability to do that? And being able to think like that is so fantastic and so true. Samuel, another question. This has been a complex year in the United States. It's between the COVID pandemic, between, you know, very challenging issues of racial equity and issues with people being treated fairly, the George Floyd murder, and a whole lot more. It's been a really complex year. With that, you look at this great evolving career that you have. Are you optimistic about the future, or do you view it as, oh my God, things are just going horribly wrong? How do you view things? Do you view them with optimism?
Yes, yes. No, I am excited about the future, because as a young leader, I have an opportunity to assist in the recreation of the healthcare ecosystem. As you stated, the pandemic has further uncovered the sector's inefficiencies, whether it's from infrastructure, staffing, supplies, so on and so forth. And so myself, as well as my colleagues, we now have an opportunity through these tough times to help recraft the system for the betterment of the communities we serve. And so despite this time being very hard and stressful for our system, truly I believe that we're going to look back at this as a pivotal time and us really enhancing our services. So I'm very optimistic.
Samuel, we've talked a lot about advice for leaders and great advice for leaders. You also early touched on how important it is to you, family tradition, family values, and how you were raised and your parents and so forth. Talk for a moment about how that's molded yourself as a leader as well.
Yes. And so my family is from Ghana, which is located on the western part of Africa. Both my father and mother were born and raised there. And it was from there to where my father decided to continue to pursue. And he was ended up at MIT in Massachusetts. And so it was from there in regards to where we ended up in Tennessee. But the real importance behind it is there's three things that's very pivotal in regards to the community culture I grew up in, and that's teaching, healthcare, and spiritual work. And so healthcare was the main focus for my family, as it's highly esteemed within our community to make sure that we add value to society. And the reason why those three careers are highly esteemed is because they align with the mind, the body, and the spirit. And you want to be able to help in one of those areas and giving back. And so in regards to healthcare, my older sister is a nurse practitioner and my younger sister is in pharmacy school. And I've went down the health administrative route. So you've kind of seen the family values continue on through myself and my siblings, and hopefully down the road as I look to have a family myself.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit about Ghana, your parents coming from Ghana. How inspiring is that to have them take this kind of journey to raise you and come to MIT and grow in a new country? I mean, that must have been very scary for them. I mean, talk a little bit about how they talk about it and that in their immigration here.
Yes. My dad, he's all about continuing to develop the family name. And my family does have a unique presence in the western part of Africa. And so him taking that leap was definitely a change. As with tradition, right, you typically don't push back in most of the Western African homes, but he wanted to start and really recreate our family in America, and MIT was his way of doing so. And so my mother came along with him. It was definitely, from talking with him, scary times for them because, right, they're learning a new language. They're learning how to adjust to a foreign land, as well as they're having to revamp the family name, right, because you can no longer rely on it because you're in a new land and new system overall. But him taking that leap really inspired me, because the fact that he was able to do so and for our family to do very well here in the States, he's truly inspired me to continue to reach newer heights, to continue to further my lineage and my family's legacy.
What an amazing tradition and sense of values and sense of just greatness. Samuel, it's inspiring to visit with you today. Just a pleasure, and must be so proud of yourself and your parents and your siblings. Just an amazing story. Thank you so much for joining us today in the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just remarkable.
Definitely. No, I truly appreciate it, and thank you for having me. You have an amazing platform, and I'm glad to be able to share just a little bit about my journey and as well as where I'm at in my career. But definitely blessed and humbled to be a part of this. Thank you.